WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reset. I'm Natalie Moore, in for Sasha Ann Simons. Picture this. You're making good on a New Year's resolution to find a new job. You're scrolling through LinkedIn, idealist, Glassdoor, and then you see it. Job after job, listing both the pay and benefits of a position. No guessing what a company might pay for a position or if health insurance is included. Now, Illinois employers with 15 or more workers are required to list this information by law. This is meant to address the persistent pay gap between men and women, but implementing this new law could present some challenges for employers. To find out more, we sat down with Sharmili Majumdar, Executive Vice President of Policy Programs and Research for Women Employed, and Catherine O'Connor, HR Sources Director of Compensation. Catherine kicked things off with just how quickly we should see these changes.
Well, the amendment to the Illinois Act went into effect January 1st, so compliance actions must start now.
And it's not retroactive, so if someone posted December 31st, it doesn't apply?
Correct. So if your job posting was made before January 1st, that job posting does not need to be amended. However, effective January 1st and forward, all job postings must include the related benefits and compensation information.
Sharmili, overall, how can this kind of transparency be beneficial for applicants?
There are a lot of ways in which it can be beneficial for applicants. I think salary transparency is just another facet of equal pay that really builds on the other aspects of the Illinois Equal Pay Act. And there are a few different things that we are excited about. One is just that knowledge is power. And so having information really allows you to assess the opportunities that you are looking at to make sure that they actually match up with what your needs are, what you're looking for. It also particularly helps women and people of color when it comes to negotiations. So having context for what kind of conversation you're going to have about salary really assists with making sure that those negotiations are fair. And this is a nice sister policy to the no salary history policy that was passed in 2019 as well, which prohibits employers from asking about current or past salary history.
It's such a dreaded question in interviews when you are asked, how much money do you want to make? It's common sense that It seems to be common sense that a job would list the pay. Why has it taken so long to get to this point?
I think the good news is that a lot of employers have already started doing this. So this is not a brand new practice. As you noted, 10 states have already introduced it. There are states and municipalities that are considering it. There are companies that have really seen what the benefit is of posting salary. So I think this is about kind of bringing those businesses who haven't been doing it up till now kind of like into the mix of ensuring that we are as forward thinking as possible as a state.
And as I mentioned, this has also been done to help address the pay gap between men and women. Nationally, how much are women making compared to men, and how does that break down for women of color?
Yeah, so unfortunately, this past year was the first year in 20 years that the gender wage gap actually grew. And the gender wage gap is basically the average earnings that a woman makes to the average earnings that a man makes. And this year, it's 83 cents when you look at full-time, full year-round work. When you start factoring in the tens of millions of people who are doing part-time work, then the wage gap actually grows to being 75 cents on the dollar for women. When you then add in race or age, you actually see it grow even further. And this really adds up. Over a 40-year career, for example, we're looking at a gap that adds up to close to $200,000 all the way to well over $1 million. So when we're talking about a gender wage gap, we're actually talking about a wealth gap.
How does posting compensation during the application process help address the pay gap?
Yeah, so we were talking about before, having knowledge is power. I think it's just efficiency too, right? I mean, no one's wasting time when you have the salary and benefits, full compensation posted. You don't want to get three interviews in and find that you have an unresolvable difference between what your expectations are, right? So I think it just saves everyone time, right? And saves everyone money as well. But there is a lot of research that suggests that when people come into pay negotiations, that women of color and people of color tend to ask for less. And that is somewhat based on the fact that they are already getting paid less on average. And so when you add information about what the potential salary is, you're actually creating a playing field, right, for someone to come in and talk about what it is that they want and be able to negotiate with some information and context so that they can have a way of valuing themselves and their role in a way that aligns with how the employer is also valuing that particular job.
Catherine, this law also requires employers make current employees aware of external job listings. Explain how that will work.
True. So there's nothing in the law that requires an employer to create a job posting. However, if they do decide to create an internal or an external posting, they also have to share that exact same information with their current employees within 14 calendar days. The thought being that there may be an internal employee who might be interested in transferring roles or a potential promotion opportunity.
How does this new law in Illinois compare to what other states are doing?
Right. So as we mentioned, Illinois is not the first to enact a pay transparency law. In fact, there were others effective January 1st. I would say looking across the core objective of promoting pay transparency and pay equity, it's consistent across the other state laws. However, the specific provisions do differ. For example, the number of employees, the scope of the positions covered, the methods permitted in disclosing the information. So, for example, some states only require salary range disclosure. For example, California or New York. Colorado is a little bit more similar to ours, where salary range and benefits must be disclosed.
So would you say Illinois is better than some of the other states, or in the middle, or not as transparent as others?
Well, I think we've learned a lot over the years looking at how these pay transparency laws have been written and how they've been applied in other states. Something new and specific to Illinois is the use of hyperlinks. So specifically, we know we have to post pay and benefits information on our external job postings. But when you think about how many folks might have a flyer at a job fair, or they might use a marquee or a kiosk to communicate their job openings, Illinois specifically wrote into the law that a hyperlink or a QR code could be used to redirect the job applicant to find the information in a separate place.
Sharmili, what would you say was the tipping point to this becoming the law? What was the path for this to happen in Illinois?
I think first of all, the fact that it was kind of already happening as a practice. I think one of the other things that's really important is when we look at generational differences in the workforce, when we're looking at younger generations who are maybe just graduating college or earlier in their professional careers, they expect this information. They're not even going to bother looking at a posting if the salary range is not included. And transparency is just becoming more and more a business practice that signals to job applicants that the business is a trustworthy place to work, and one that is looking at equity, fairness, and treating all of the employees in a way that values them. And so I think that's the other pressure here. And, you know, we really are seeing that younger generations are then going to be more likely to apply if that they have that information. The jobs close quicker. The talent that is being attracted when you actually provide this information is a better fit for the actual postings. Like, there is a lot of value for businesses themselves. And I think for the state, there's value in really advancing workforce policies. And while this particular law is not all that different than some other states, I think taken in totality, Illinois' Equal Pay Act, with all of the amendments over the last 5 years, has really been on the leading edge of trying to address the gender wage gap through legislation.
What if any critiques are there about the measure?
I think there are still rules and regulations that the Illinois Department of Labor has to roll out. So I think one of the things that people are looking for is a little bit more solid guidance. And the IDOL has held a number of webinars at which, you know, anyone can participate and ask questions, et cetera. So I think we're all awaiting the rules and regulations being posted.
I would agree. The Illinois Department of Labor, I just saw they posted 3 additional webinars here in the new year. From an employer perspective, we see that folks are really looking for examples and details with how to comply. For example, a general listing of what benefits are available to the employee could be scrutinized in terms of how much information is actually shared in a job posting. So HR professionals are really looking for samples, detailed guidance, and some additional FAQs to come out.
Have either of you heard of a person who applied for a job and then it got upended because of lack of transparency on salary?
We do occasionally hear of people actually having situations where either, like I said, they get further in the process and then learn that they are so far away from one another. And so transparency would have been very helpful. I personally know of one person who also, at the point at which there wasn't transparency, they tried to negotiate the salary, and then the offer was withdrawn. And so I think This is another example of where transparency can be kind of like avoiding issues. One of the things we're hoping for businesses to do as a result of this, as well as other aspects of the Equal Pay Act, is really look at their own practices and ensure that they are in alignment, that this might be something that they haven't paid as detailed attention to. And this provides an opportunity, really, to spend a little bit of time and really look at whether their compensation really makes sense according to both the law, but also what their own values are.
Catherine, what happens if employees realize that a job that's being listed is higher than what they currently make for the same position? How can companies address that?
You know, my suggestion first and foremost is to encourage that employee to speak directly to their employer about that matter. That could mean starting with your frontline supervisor or your manager. I find that the employers that I work with, they truly hold a very high regard for making sure that employees are compensated competitively and fairly. And if there is an issue internally or an employee doesn't understand why they're being paid, what they're being paid, they want to hear about it. So realistically, the employee should expect that it may take a bit of time for the employer to look at some pay history, why that employee is paid what they're paid. Is there a current pay range for that position? But they should be communicating to the employee their progress and any outcomes that they find. Now, certainly the employees do have the opportunity to seek their own legal counsel or go directly to the Illinois Department of Labor, but starting with their own employer first is what I recommend.
And in about 5 seconds, can you tell me if there are any penalties if employers don't adhere to this law?
There are penalties. They start at $500. They range all the way up to $10,000, depending on the severity of the incident.
That was Sharmili Majumdar, Executive Vice President of Policy, Programs, and Research for Women Employed, and Catherine O'Connor, HR Sources Director of Compensation. This episode was produced and mixed by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Meha Ahmad. Get the news, politics, and culture happening in Chicago by subscribing to our podcast. Sign up at wbez.org/reset. I'm Natalie Moore, and for Sasha Ann Simons, we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely